Virtually all of us here today consider ourselves, or would like to consider ourselves, to be in a relationship with God that is close, in a close relationship of fellowship and communion with God. The text for this morning's message tells us about a man who had a very close relationship with God. In fact, the Bible even says of him that no other prophet was like this man, because God spoke to him face to face. The man is Moses, and the text is Exodus 34. The verses I'd like to consider would be verses 5 through 9. The Lord came down in a cloud, and Moses stood with him there and pronounced the name of the Lord. The Lord passed in front of him, declaring, the Lord, a God merciful and kind, slow to get angry, rich in love, faithfulness, continuing to show his love to thousands, forgiving wrong, rebellion, and sin, yet without treating it as innocent, punishing the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generations for the sins of their fathers. And Moses quickly bowed to the ground and worshiped. If I have found grace in your eyes, O Lord, he said, may the Lord go among us, even though this is a stubborn people. Forgive our guilt and sin, and take us to be your own people. This must have been an amazing situation at that time. Here is this powerful man in his 90s, having had some recent practice with a hammer and chisel, going at it again to carve another set of tablets out of solid rock, to carry them the next morning, waking up early in the morning, carrying these things up the side of a mountain. And then when he gets to a certain place, he stands there and he sees this cloud coming at him, obviously containing God himself. And so here is Moses literally standing in a cloud with God, even more of a cloud than we have on campus this morning. And he stands there and he calls out the name of the Lord, however that might have been pronounced, Yahweh, Jehovah. And by this time, he probably put those tablets down because he didn't want to have to carve another set after what was about to happen. Because the text next reads that the Lord passed in front of Moses. This is what Moses had asked for in the previous chapter when he said, Lord, show me your glory. And this is the moment that the Lord spoke of when he said, I will pronounce my name before you. I will show you my glory. I will be merciful to you. No, you can't survive looking me in the face right now. But I'll put my hand in front of you as I pass by, and you'll see me from behind, and you'll see all the glory that you'd ever care to see. All the glory that you could possibly stand. And so it happened. The Lord passed in front of Moses. And the Lord pronounced his own personal covenant name to Moses. He said, for Moses and for all who would read this revelation in print, the Lord, a God merciful and kind, slow to get angry, rich in love and faithfulness, continuing to show his love to thousands, forgiving wrong, rebellion, and sin, and without treating it as innocent, punishing the children and children's children to the third and fourth generations for the sins of their fathers. What we have here is Pastor Moses getting one of those concentrated postgraduate theology courses. Moses is sitting in a cleft in the rock, and the ultimate seminary professor, God himself, is speaking to him and giving him a basic course in theological concepts. Moses sits there, and the Lord might as well have had chalk in his hand. He might as well have been writing on a blackboard, the Lord, gracious, merciful, loving, faithful, forgiving. And then he also says, this is the law, Moses, sin has a price. It has to be paid. Somebody has to account for that sin somehow. And 3 or 4 generations may go by, and they're still suffering for the sins of their fathers. How this brief theological course affected Moses is important for us to notice. Moses didn't say, "Well, I've heard all this before. This is Dogmatics 101 stuff. What's new about that?" He didn't say that. And neither did he stand there and consider his status with God as a believer, or even as a great religious leader, a friend of God, in close relationship with God, as an excuse for him not to have to bow when they're together. No, he bowed. And he didn't even waste any time thinking about it. And as he did so, he said to God, "If I have found grace in your eyes, may the Lord go among us, even though this is a stiff-necked people, and may you forgive us. Forgive our sin and guilt. Take us to be your people." How do you and I respond to the presence of God among us and within us? How do you and I respond to the splendid, marvelous doctrines of law and gospel that we receive at the seminary? These are important questions for us to ask, because what we get here when we read, when we study God's word, is the most vital equipment and armament that we are going to need in our ministry when we face the stiff-necked and stubborn people out there. That is not to say that our congregations are going to be that way, but that is to say that the world is that way. The world is full of people who need to see the gospel and the law. We have a great commission before us. When we leave this Mount Sinai of ours and go out into the world, we have to carry both the law and the gospel, because the people need to hear the law. They need to hear it engraved in stone and coming right from the top. And the people also need to hear the gospel. And they need to hear it right from the cross and written in blood. And that gospel, of course, is the good news that Jesus Christ, God's Son, fulfilled the law that we smashed. And that he paid the price. He paid the whole bill. And not just for our debt, but for the spiritual bankruptcy of the whole world. And so, like Moses, all of us have an enormous job ahead of us, because all of us have been commissioned by our Lord Jesus Christ with a great commission, which says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Make disciples of all nations." And so, like St. Paul, we have a message to tell the world that, like the rest, we were all by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, has made us alive in Christ, even when we were dead in transgression. It is by his grace you have been saved. And like Moses, all of us need to pray the prayer that Moses prayed when he said, "Lord, if we have found grace in your eyes, go among us. Forgive us our sin and guilt. And take us to be your people." Because like Moses, we have found grace in the eyes of the Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. It is in the glory of that grace that we bow in worship. And it is in the celebration of that grace that we add, Amen.